We are ready to move forward in the Apostles' Creed.
我们要继续地讲这个使徒信经。
Let's begin our class with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
I thank you for the privilege to study your word.
我们为了能够有这种权荣幸来到你面前学习你的话语来感谢。
I thank you that you came into our world.
感谢你来到我们的世间。
You became one of us.
成为我们其中的一员。
Thank you for your love.
为了你的爱感谢。
Now as we look at you in these next 2 weeks, would you help us to see a model of what you want to do in our lives?
求你在未来的两星期之内，在我们学习的时候，让我们看到你为我们所立的榜样。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen. Amen.
We have looked at God the Father.
我们已经看过,
We have seen that he is our Father, our Almighty Father, who can meet every need.
他是我们全能的父,
We have seen that he is the Creator, and because of that, he cares for us as his creation.
因为他是我们的创造者, 所以他在造万物的时候, 他看顾我们所有的需要。
The biggest section of the Apostles' Creed is devoted to Jesus.
这个在使徒信经里, 它很大的一部分是专门来讲耶稣的。
And that makes sense because that was the focus of what they were trying to teach.
那当然是有道理的, 因为那个是他们想要, 教导的主要的核心内容。
Last 2 weeks, we looked at the first phrase about Jesus, Jesus Christ, his only son, our Lord.
上两个星期我们再看头, 就是前两句, 就是基督耶稣, 我们的主。
And we saw that he is fully God.
我们看到他是完全的神。
The truth that we learn from that phrase of the creed is that when we look at Jesus, we see the Father.
那个我们所看到的就是，当我们看到耶稣的时候，我们就看到了父神。
Anything that we say about God must match what we see in Jesus.
我们所说的关于神的一切事，也都是同样是应用在主耶稣身上的。
I have a student who is learning to lead Bible studies.
我有个学生正在学习如何带查经。
And so he has been teaching, and I will watch and then give him some feedback.
所以呢，他教课的时候呢，我也就是去观课，然后我就给他一些建议。
And last week he was teaching, and he said something about God.
上个星期他教的时候，他讲了一些关于神的事情。
That portrayed God as very angry and looking for a chance to punish people.
他所描述出来的神就是总是发怒的神，总在找机会惩罚人。
And when we met, I said, would you say that about Jesus?
当我们见到的时候，我就问他说，你会这样描述耶稣吗？
No, of course not.
他当然不会。
Then you must not say it about God.
我说，那你也不应该这样子来描述神。
Their character is the same.
他们的特性是一致的。
In Jesus, we see God.
从我们由耶稣看到了神。
This week we are moving to the next phrase of the creed.
这个星期我们到了这个使徒信经的下一句。
To learn that in Jesus we see true humanity.
在耶稣身上我们看到了真正的人性。
The line of the creed, he was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary.
他这一句是说因圣灵感孕，由童贞女玛利亚所生。
If you will look at Matthew chapter 1, this is the scripture that is the foundation for what we are doing today.
所以马太福音第一章就是我们今天所讲述的这个圣经的基础。
Starting at verse 18.
第十八节开始。
The birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way.
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。
And it tells us then of Mary being betrothed to Joseph.
他讲到了玛利亚许配给了约瑟。
Him learning that she was expecting a child.
然后呢，约瑟就知道说，玛利亚已经怀了孕。
They are not yet married.
他们还没有结婚。
But in that Jewish culture, an engagement, a betrothal was a very serious commitment.
在犹太人的这个当时的文化里边呢，这个许配就是一个很非常非常严肃庄重的一件事情。
And to break the engagement required a divorce.
如果你要是把这个订婚这个许配给取消的话，就相当于是跟离婚差不多。
He does not want to put her into more shame.
这个约瑟呢，不想要让他更多的羞辱他。
So he decides to quietly divorce her.
所以他就想暗暗的把他给休了。
The angel appears and tells him what has happened.
有主的使者向他梦中显现。
And verse 21.
然后二十一节说。
She will bear a son, you will call his name Jesus.
说他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。
For he will save his people from their sins.
因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Then he quotes the prophet.
然后就开始引用了先知的话。
This is fulfilling what the prophet said.
这是要应验先知所说的话。
Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
看必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
Moses did as the angel commanded.
约瑟醒了，就遵着主使者的吩咐。
He marries, he and Mary are married.
把妻子娶过来。
But they do not have relations until Jesus is born.
只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子。
And he calls his name Jesus.
就给他起名叫耶稣。
Now, I want to start today with a question for you.
我今天想给大家的一个问题就是
Hear the question, think about it for a moment.
你想一想这个问题是
And then I'm going to maybe just have you type your answer real quickly in chat.
然后你可以很快的把你的答案用这个放在这个聊天里写出来。
We just read how Jesus is born as human.
我们刚刚读了耶稣是如何作为人出生的。
Jesus is now in heaven.
现在耶稣在天上。
And so my question is this.
所以我的问题是这样子的。
Is Jesus fully human today?
今天耶稣还是完全的人吗？
Yes or no?
是还是不是？你可以用chat写出来。
We have some yeses, we have some noes. All right, very good.
我们有说是，有说不是。
Your answer, I'm going to tell you an answer here in a moment.
我待会儿就告诉大家那个我的想法，我的答案。
Your answer is not as important to me as the reason for your answer.
你的答案相比你说为什么，你为什么这样回答来讲没那么重要，更重要的是你为何会这样讲。
The correct answer is yes.
这个正确答案是是的。
When Jesus took on humanity, he took on humanity forever.
当主耶稣披戴这个血肉之躯，披戴到人性的时候，他就永远的都有了这个人性。
He is fully God.
他是完全的神。
But he is also fully human.
他也是完全的人。
And will always, for eternity, be fully human.
他就会在永恒里边，从那，you mean from the okay, 在永恒里他都是人，完全的。
From the moment of his conception forward.
从他开始就是成为就是在母腹中受孕开始，他就是完全的人，他就完全的披戴上人性。
When we see him in heaven,
当我们在天堂里见到他的时候，
we will see the body that the disciples saw after his resurrection.
我们就会看到就是主门徒们所见到的主耶稣那个复活的身体。
He will be completely fully human.
他会是完全的人。
Always.
会永远都是那样。
Now, there are different reasons that people answer no, and whether you thought yes or no isn't terribly important to me.
不管你是说是还是不是，对我来讲这个不是最重要的。
But if your answer is no, I want to make sure that you understand this.
如果你的答案是不是的话，那我想要你理解的是。
When I taught in the college, many times I would say most of my students would say no.
我在大学里教书的时候，我的大多数学生都会说不是。
And for them, it was because they thought that when Jesus went back to heaven, he went back to being God.
然后我的学生因为他们想就说当主耶稣回到天上的时候他又回去做神。
That his humanity was something like a temporary robe.
他的这个人性呢好像就像他暂时穿上了一个袍子似的。
I have heard preachers preach at Christmas.
我听到有的牧师在圣诞节讲道的时候说。
And they would tell the story of a king who wanted to see what it was like for the poor people in his kingdom.
他就好像就是一个国王想要看看他国就是他统治的国家里边这些穷人是怎么样的。
And so the king took off of his king's clothes.
所以呢这个国王就脱下他的朝服他的作为国王穿的衣服。
And he put on a poor worker's clothes.
然后他就穿上贫穷人所穿的衣服。
And he went out into the village and lived for a day with the poor people.
然后他就到这个村庄里边跟这些穷人同住一天。
And then he went back to the palace.
然后他又回到自己的宫殿里。
And he put back on his kingly robes.
然后他又穿上他的这个朝服，这个君王的衣服。
And he went back to being king.
然后他又再次回去，就是又回到他国王的位置上。
If you think of it that way, you must remember that Jesus actually did not put on a robe. He became one of those servants.
然后呢，如果你是这样想的话，请你就是记得。主耶稣他不是说穿上了一个外衣，而是他就是成为了这个仆人中的一员，他是道成了肉身。
And he always will always be one of those servants.
他会一直永远的都是那个仆人中的一员。
One of the things that I want you to understand.
有一件我想大家能够明白的事是
is the incredible sacrifice that Jesus made.
就是主耶稣所为我们所做出的巨大的这个牺牲。
If you're in a room with a mirror,
如果你在房间里有镜子的话
while you're listening to this class,
在你就是你现在在听的正好有一个镜子的话
look in the mirror,
你就看看镜子里边的这个人。
And imagine God the Son.
想象一下神圣子。
Thousands of years ago.
几千年前。
Before time.
在 有时间之前，时间出现之前。
Nobody.
没有任何的人。
He is God.
他就是神。
Then imagine that he steps down into our world.
然后再想象他降临在我们世间。
And he takes on this.
然后他就披戴上了这样一个身体。
He's limited to hands like this.
他就是把自己限制在这个手，就限在这个我们的身体像那个手里面。
My hands drop things.
我们的手有时候不小心会把东西给掉到地上。
He took on hands like ours.
他就会披戴上有这样让自己有这样一双手。
All of our limits he took on.
我们人所有的这个限制，这个局限，他都放到了自己身上。
And he took it on forever.
然后他一旦的就是戴上了这个，披戴上了这个血肉之体，他就永远的都有。
That is amazing.
那个真的是令人难以置信，是令人惊奇的。
And he did it because he loved us.
他之所以这样做，就是他爱我们。
Here's what I want you to see. He became fully human.
就是他成为完全的人，我想让大家看到的是。
That means.
那就意味着。
And I'm let me just give you some questions.
我给大家一些问题。
These you don't need to answer.
这个你不需要回答。
But think about them.
你想一下。
How tall was Jesus?
耶稣有多高呢?
What was his favorite food?
他最喜欢的食物是什么呢?
What kind of food did he not like?
他不喜欢吃什么?
When he first sailed on a boat on the Sea of Galilee,
当他第一次,
did he throw up?
第一次坐船到那个加利利海上的时候, 他有没有吐呢?
When he was a teenager, did he have pimples?
当他是青少年的时候，他脸上是不是长了一个粉刺呢？
Now, some people think those questions are a little bit disrespectful.
有的人就觉得这种问题好像对耶稣有点不敬。
But they are real.
但是这却是真实的。
I don't know how tall he was.
我不知道主耶稣有多高。
Probably 5'8".
可能是一米七五到一米八之间吧。
Normal height for that.
正常的高度，就是那个时候就是一个正常的高度。
There were foods he liked.
有他喜欢吃的食物。
I think there were probably foods he didn't like.
可能我想他有他不喜欢吃的。
They ate falafel.
他们吃的一种食物叫 falafel.
I love falafel, so I want to think he liked falafel.
我喜欢那种食物，我想大概他也喜欢那种食物。
I hope he did not like peas. That would make me feel good because I don't like peas.
我希望他不喜欢吃那个豆子，因为我也不喜欢吃豆子。
He caught colds.
然后他也会感冒。
Every teenage boy has pimples. He had pimples.
每一个青少年的男孩子都会长这个青春痘，可能他也有青春痘。
Even his name.
就是他的名字。
Now, if this were a Spanish class, most people would say, I know someone named Jesus.
然后如果我们这是一个讲西班牙语的课堂，那肯定会有很多人举手说我知道叫耶稣的人。
And if you have landscapers cutting trees in your yard right now, there may be a Jesus out there.
然后如果有一个在帮你做这种砍树的这个西班牙的人，那里边可能就有个叫耶稣的。
But I don't know any English people named Jesus.
但是我却不认识任何一个就是英文名字叫耶稣的。
You probably don't know any Chinese people named Jesus.
你大概也不知道任何一个中文叫耶稣的。
But Jesus was a very common name.
但是耶稣是一个很普通的名字。
Even his name was ordinary.
他的名字实际上也是一个很普通的名字。
My point is he was completely one of us.
我的要 重点就是他是完全就是我们其中的一员。
And I think sometimes when we read the Gospels, we forget that.
有时候我们读福音书的时候，我们就忘记了这一点。
We make him almost Superman.
我们把他想象成超人。
A movie.
就像电影里的超人。
Rather than a real person.
而不是说他是一个真正的人。
Now, next class, we are going to see how that impacts us as believers.
下一节课我们就想他是完全的人，是如何影响我们这些相信他的人。
And the reason I put such an emphasis on this is if we don't think he was completely human, it changes how we live as Christians.
如果我们没有真的是认识到他是完全的人，这个会就是这会影响到我们如何来生活。
We will see that next class.
下个星期我们来看应用。
But for today, I simply want to teach the doctrine. He was fully human.
今天呢，我主要就是来讲这个教义，就是他是完全的人。
That means when he got hungry, it was genuine hunger.
所以呢，那意味着就是如果他饿的话，那真的就是饿肚子了，肚子饿了。
He didn't just magically cause some food to appear and, ah, now I can eat.
他不是就是这么好像施魔法一般，就这么一下子就出来食物，他就可以吃了，不是那样的。
When you read about him going to the tomb of Lazarus and weeping,
当你读到他去拉萨路的那个墓前，在那里痛哭的时候，哭的时候
，Some people think that story is pretend.
然后有的人读这一段就觉得他在假装。
How could he be sad? He knew he was going to raise him from the dead.
他怎么会难过了？因为他知道他马上就要让拉萨路从死里复活。
Yes, he knew that.
是的，他知道。
But it was genuine sorrow.
但是他的这种哀痛是真的，是真切的。
It was sorrow at the sadness of Mary and Martha, the suffering they had had.
他就是看到马大跟玛利亚他们的这个痛苦，然后他们的这个悲哀，然后他真的是感到难过。
It was sorrow at the terrible thing that death brings to us.
他是看到这个死亡所带给我们的这种可怕的这一切的这种痛苦，他的这种悲哀。
Because sin has brought death into our world.
因为罪带来了，给这个世界带来了死亡。
And even though he would bring Lazarus back to life, it was still temporary.
然后呢，就算是主耶稣让拉萨路从死里复活，这个复活呢也是短暂的。
Lazarus would die again.
因为拉萨路后来还是死了，最后还是会死。
When he was angered, when he was angry at the religious leaders who were hypocrites.
然后当他对这些假冒伪善的宗教领袖生气愤怒的时候，
It was genuine anger.
他真的是生气。
Yes, he was truly God.
是的，他是完全的神。
But he was also truly and fully man.
他也是完全的真正的人。
And so the creed says he was conceived by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary.
所以呢，这个使徒信经就说，他是由童贞女玛利亚所生。
This is what we call the doctrine of the incarnation.
这个我们就称为道成肉身的教义。
This was so important in the first century.
在第一世纪这是非常的重要。
That John wrote this somewhere late in the first century.
所以呢，约翰在第一世纪的末期这样写道。
Because there were those who were saying Jesus was God.
因为有人就出来说，哦，耶稣是神。
But he wasn't truly human.
但他不是完全的人。
He pretended to be human.
他假装成人。
And so John wrote this.
所以约翰这样写。
Here is how you can test the spirits.
这是你如何来检验那个诸灵的一种办法。
Does the Spirit confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh?
就是这个灵呢，他是不是承认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的？
Otherwise, it is the Spirit of the Antichrist.
如果不认耶稣，就不是出于神，是敌基督者的灵。
He was not God pretending to be man.
他不是说神假装成人。
He was truly man.
他是完全的人。
Philippians 2, Paul put it like this.
在腓立比第二章，保罗这样的说。
He did not hold on to equality with God.
他说他是不是以不以自己与神同等为强夺的，就是抓一做成紧抓不放的一件事。
But he emptied himself.
反倒虚己。
Took the form of a servant.
就是取了那个奴仆的形象
，born in the likeness of man，
就是成为人的样式。
He became one of us forever。
他成为永远的成为我们中间的一员。
Now, one of the things that teaches us is this。
其中教导我们的一件事就是
，Christianity is grounded, is founded on a person。
就是这个基督信仰，基督信仰是根据于一个人。
This is dangerous for me to say to a Chinese audience.
我对这个中国的这个学生这样讲有点危险。
Because some of you will know much more about Buddhism than I know.
因为你们中间很多人对佛教的了解比我更多。
But my understanding.
我的理解就是。
Is that if you do not have the Buddha.
如果你没有这个佛陀的话，这个佛的话，
Buddhism would still be Buddhism.
你还是会有佛教。
In other words, the Buddha did not say, I am God.
因为这个另外一句话就说佛陀没有说我是神。
Follow me.
你跟随我。
I am the way.
我是道路。
Instead, the Buddha said, I will teach you the way.
然后佛陀是说我会教导你这条路，把那条路指给你看。
If you subtract Karl Marx from Marxism,
如果你把马克思从马克思主义里边给挪开，
you still have Marxism.
你还是会有马克思主义。
His principles do not depend on him as a person.
他的那些原则呢，不在于他马克思本人。
But if you subtract Jesus from Christianity,
但是如果你把耶稣基督从基督教或者基督信仰中间挪开，
you have nothing.
你就没有任何东西了。
Because he is the core of the Christian faith.
因为他是基督信仰的这个核心，这个根源。
If he did not enter our world,
如果他没有进到我们的世界，
if he did not die on a Roman cross,
如果他没有死在罗马人的这个十字架上，
if he was not raised from the dead,
如果他没有从死里复活，
Christianity collapses.
我们的整个这个基督信仰就完全就土崩瓦解了。
A very large denomination in America is in the process of having a division.
一个很大的一个美国的一个教派呢，这现在正在分裂。
And there are many, things that they point to of issues.
然后他们有很多好像有不同的这个问题什么的议题。
But at the very bottom of all of those issues,
但这个所有这个问题的这个最根源在于
is this.
他们的根源就在于他们分裂的根源。
Part of that denomination says,
那个教派的其中的一部分人说
the stories about Jesus are nice lessons.
耶稣所讲的这些故事呢，都是很好的一个教导，一个很好的一个实例课。
But they didn't actually happen.
但是这些他所教导的这些事情呢， 其实或者说对耶稣的描述并没有真正发生过。
The Son of God did not actually come into our world and be born of a virgin.
这个神的儿子并没有真正来到这个世间，由童贞女玛利亚所生。
He was not literally raised from the dead.
他没有说真正的，就是照着字面意义上的从死里复活。
When you take those things out of the Christian faith, you have no Christianity.
当你把这些东西从基督信仰里给挪除的时候，你就没有基督教了，你就没有基督信仰了。
Now, if you do very much reading online and watch very many videos,
如果你在网上你看很多新闻，然后你也看很多录像的或视频的话，
you will come to some very smooth talk.Evangelists.
你会听到一些讲得很好听很会讲的这些传道人。
And he will say, those are myths to teach us truths.
他说这个不过是好像像一种神话传说，或者说其实并没有真正发生的事情，这些东西是为了教导我们真理。
But we live in the 21st century.
哦，我们现在是活在21世纪了。
And we are scientific, and we know that those things did not actually happen.
我们是有科学，我们知道这些事情没有真正发生。
No, do not listen.
如果这样，有人这么讲，你不要听，不要听。
If Jesus was not the Son of God coming into our world and becoming fully one of us, there is no Christian faith.
如果耶稣不是说真的是在这个世界上降生的神的儿子，然后是来到我们中间，那就没有从死里复活，那我们就没有基督教，没有基督信仰。
I said, Buddha said, I will point you to the way.
佛陀是说，我向你指明那条路。
Jesus said, John 14.
耶稣在约翰福音第十四章说，
I am.
我就是道路
，the truth and the life，
真理生命。
Christianity is grounded on who he was。
这个基督教的根基，它的整个基础就在于耶稣是谁。
And so the angel said to Joseph, he will save the people from their sins。
所以天使对玛利亚说，他会把他的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
He is Emmanuel.
他是神与我们同在。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
The word God became flesh and dwelt among us.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
That's important because he cannot save us if he is not who he claimed to be.
那是非常的重要，如果他不是他所宣称的那位，那他就没有办法拯救我们。
John said it this way.
约翰这样讲。
All who received him, all who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God.
就是凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就给他们权柄，让他们成为他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
We are saved only because he is who he said he was.
我们之所以能够被得救，我们之所以得救，只是因为他就是他所宣称的那位。
He is fully God and fully man.
他是完全的神，完全的人。
There is a spiritual from the West Indies. A song.
West. 哦，就是在那个 West Indies.
From the islands.
从那个西印度那些岛上呢，有一个就是这个灵歌。
I don't think we sing it.
我觉得我们可能都不是，我们在中文里可能没有这首歌。
It's a very simple song, and it says this.
这是一首很简单的歌，它是这么唱的。
The Virgin Mary had a baby boy.
童贞女玛利亚有一个小男孩。
The Virgin Mary had a baby boy.
这个童贞女玛利亚有一个小男孩，有一个婴孩，小男婴。
Third time, the Virgin Mary had a baby boy.
第三次在场说童贞女玛利亚有一个小男孩生了个小男孩。
And they say that his name was Jesus.
他们说他的名字是耶稣。
The idea.
这个观念就是。
Is this excited neighbor saying, hey, did you hear? Mary had a baby boy.
这就是一个很兴奋的这个邻居就说哎你听到了吗玛利亚生了个男孩。
Oh, what's his name?
他的名字是什么
They say his name is Jesus.
他的名字是耶稣。
A real baby.
他是一个真正的 小男孩
Born
小婴孩
to a real mother.
就是一个真正的妈妈生出来的。
Fully human.
是完全的人。
We will talk about this a bit more next week.
我们下个星期再多讲一点。
But in the 4th century,
到公元四世纪的时候
they were talking aboutThe importance of Jesus' humanity.
然后他们就在谈论耶稣的人性的重要性。
And one of the church fathers said this.
有一个教父这样说。
That which is not taken on is not healed.
就是基督若没有取了这个人的样式就得不到医治。
Let me explain what I mean.
我给你解释什么意思。
If you looked in that mirror, you see a body.
如果你看到镜子里，你看到一个身体。
And that body is sick.
那个身体比如说有病了。
You may feel like you are in perfect health.
也许你觉得你是身体非常的健康。
But I promise you that everyone who is in this class today will be dead within 100 years.
但是我向你保证100年之内我们所有在上课的人都会死。
Even if there is a little child listening, the child will be dead within 100 years.
就算说我们中间有小朋友在听再过100年这小朋友也会死。
Every one of us.
我们的每一个人。
Because of sin, our bodies are corrupted.
因为罪，我们的身体其实都已经败坏了。
Every one of us, if we could see our mind is ill.
如果我们每个人，如果你能够看到你的这个大脑的话，你会看到你的这个头脑其实是生病的。
We forget.
我们会忘事儿。
We misunderstand.
我们会误解，会理解错误。
We get confused.
有时候会混淆。
Our minds have been impacted by sin.
我们的思想，我们的头脑也被罪所侵扰。
If we could see even deeper,
如果我们可以看得更深。
Our emotions are sick.
我们的情绪也是生病了。
Our will is sick.
我们的意志也生病了。
We want things we should not want.
我们会想要我们不应该要的东西。
Our souls are sick.
我们的灵魂也生病了。
Now, here is the beauty of what Gregory said.
这个就是这个贵格利所说的其中一件很美的事情。
He said, to heal us.
就是为了让我们得到医治。
Jesus had to take on our nature.
主耶稣必须要就是要披戴上要穿上我们的性情。
And he had to take on all parts of our nature in order to heal all parts of our nature.
他就是要有我们所有的我们的这个样式我们的性情在每一个部分这样才能够让我们的每个部分都得到医治。
He took on a human body with our brokenness.
他所取的这个人的这个身体也是带着这个人的这个身体的破碎。
That means he caught colds and flu.
那就意味着他也会有这个也会感冒也会发烧。
If he had lived now, he would have had to wear a mask.
如果他现在就在我们的世界上他可能也得戴口罩。
Because the Son of God, this is amazing, the Son of God would have been susceptible to COVID.
因为就是他当作为人 But I think right now he's a perfect body, he's resurrected body, he won't come
now,
back.
But I'm saying if he had been on earth
okay,
now.
Yeah, 我说如果他因为耶稣复活了，可能就不会再有感冒。但是我说如果当时如果主耶稣是在现代出生的话，那他麦牧师说他也会遭到这个新冠病毒的侵蚀，因为他有我们的这个身体的破碎。
There's no COVID in heaven, so no. Now
天堂上当然是没有病毒的。
No mask either.
在天堂上也不用戴口罩。
My point is, he took on the brokenness of our bodies.
就是说主耶稣取上了，就是取了我们这个身体的这一切的破碎，这一切的问题。
When he went to school,
当他去学校的时候，
and children said,
孩子们会说，
I heard my mommy say that your mommy had you before she was married.
我听我妈妈说，你妈妈是在那个结婚之前就有你了。
And they called him an unkind name.
然后他们就会给他起一个挺给他起外号。
He cried.
然后耶稣会哭。
It hurt.
那个会让他的情感上受伤害。
By the way, from the Gospel of John, we know that people told that story. I'm not making that up.
我不是在编捏造的。你在那个约翰福音上你可以找到这个故事，就说他是妈妈婚前结生有他的。
As a teenager,
作为青少年，
he had the hurts and the disappointments that a teen has.
一个青少年所有的这个伤害和这个失望。
He had loneliness.
他也会感觉孤独。
When he taught his disciples, and then they would promptly forget.
然后他教导门徒，这门徒转眼就忘。
He was disappointed.
那他会失望。
When he healed 10 lepers.
当他医治了十个麻风病人。
And 9 of them don't even say thank you.
那九个甚至连谢谢都不说。
He was disappointed.
他是会失望。
Really, only one came back?
难道只有一个回来吗？
Where are the 9?
剩下的九个呢？
Why didn't they say thank you?
为什么他们都不说谢谢呢？
That's not just a Bible story.
那个不是只是圣经故事。
It happened.
那真的是发生了。
And he was disappointed.
他是失望。
Why?
为什么?
He had human emotions.
因为他有人的这种感受。
He was completely one of us.
他是完全的是我们中的一员。
And so,
所以,
because he took on our emotions, he could heal our emotions.
因为他也取了我们人的这个感人的样式，他有人的感受，人的感情，所以他也可以医治我们的感情，我们的情绪。
He had a human will.
他也有一个人的意志。
In the Garden of Gethsemane,
在克西马尼园，
he had no desire to sin.
他没有任何要犯罪的这种愿望。
But he had a very human desire to avoid the pain and the separation of the cross.
但是呢，他是有一个很强烈的这个人的愿望，就是要，这个逃避十字架和上面的这个和神分离的这种痛苦。
And so he talks to his father.
所以他和父神对话。
And he says, Father,
他说父啊
，Let me tell you what.My will desires.
让我告诉你我的意志上我心里的这个想要的。
If it is possible.
如果可行。
Please take this away.
求你让这个苦杯离开我。
He is fully human.
他是完全的人。
None of us would want to face suffering.
没有人想要去面对这个苦难痛苦。
And neither did he.
那他也不想。
But,
但是
then he says,
然后他接着说
Father, not my will.
不是我的意愿。
Your will.
乃是你的意愿。
He heals the brokenness in us by taking on our humanity.
他就是取了这个人的这个人的样式人性然后来医治我们的破碎。
Now, when we look at this next week, we'll see how that heals us.
然后下个星期我们看这样的是如何医治了我们。
Because we are born broken.
因为我们生来就是破碎的。
And many people think that somehow they need to escape the brokenness.
很多人他们就觉得以为说我们应该要逃避这种破碎。
In secular psychology, that means we'll fix you. What's wrong?
所以在这个属世的这个心理学家就是说我们把你修理好把你整好就是说你到底有什么问题有什么错。
But they can't. We are broken.
但是他没有办法把我们修理好因为我们生来就是破碎的。
Even many Christians think, once I become a Christian, everything will be fixed.
甚至很多基督徒都以为说、哦、一旦我信主了我的所有的问题都解决了。
I'll somehow be less human.
我就、成了基督徒我可能就不太那么有人就是说好像比人要普通人要没有那么多的缠绕了。
I have very, very disappointing news for you.
我有对你让你非常非常失望的消息。
Christians.
基督徒。
Godly people
敬虔的人
have emotions that hurt.
也会在情绪上也会感觉很受伤害
Bodies that get sick.
也会有会得生病的身体
And wills that desire something that is not good for us.
然后那个意志上也想要对我们不好的东西
That's the bad news.
那是一个坏消息
The good news is,
好消息是,
not that Jesus takes all that away,
主耶稣没有把这些都给挪去,
but that he too became who we are.
他自己也成为了我们的样式。
And so we'll see next week, he is able to be with us in that.
所以我们就下星期可以看到所以他就在这个里边他可以使我们
He is fully human.
他是完全的人。
And I will finish today by reminding you he is also fully God.
我今天结束的时候也要提醒大家他也是完全的神。
That West Indian song that I quoted starts, The Virgin Mary had a baby boy, that's his humanity.
刚才我讲到的那个灵歌里边唱到说西印度群岛那边唱到说童贞女啊玛利亚童贞女玛利亚生了一个小男孩。
But then it says,
然后他接着说
He come from the glory.
他是从荣耀里来的。
He come from the glorious kingdom.
他是从那个荣耀的国度里降临的。
And then it says that four times. He come down from the kingdom.
然后他四次重复说他是从那个荣耀的国度里降临的。
That reminds us.
他就那个就提醒我们。
That he was no ordinary baby.
他不是一个普通的小男孩。
This was the only son from the father.
这是父神所降下来的唯一的独生子。
You see, only God could send a sinless man to pay the penalty for our sin.
只有神可以降下来一个完全无罪的人来为我们的罪，为我们来偿还，为我们受罚。
Jesus was not God pretending to be man.
耶稣不是神假装成人。
And he was not a man who became divine.
他也不是说从人变成了神。
He was and he always will be fully God and fully man.
他是过去是但是他 永远也是说他是完全的神完全的人。
Next week we'll see what that means for us.
下个星期我们看 这对我们的影响，对我们的意义。
But on Sunday, when you recite the creed,
所以到星期天，你朗诵、背诵这个使徒信经的时候，
Think about that phrase.
请你想一下这一句。
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was God.
我信我主耶稣基督，上帝独生的子，他是神。
And then Sunday, think about what this means.
星期天你想一下。
When you say he was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
当你说因圣灵感孕。
He was born of the Virgin Mary.
由童贞女玛利亚所生的时候。
He became one of us.
他成为我们其中的一员。
And that's incredible.
那个真的是令人难以置信的。
His sacrifice.
难以想，是他的所付上的代价，他的牺牲。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, thank you for loving us enough to step into our world.
亲爱的主，谢谢你这样如此的爱这个世界，然后你来到我们这个世间。
Thank you for humbling yourself to become one of us.
谢谢你真的是就是谦卑你自己成为我们其中的一员。
Help us to appreciate the great sacrifice you made.
真的让我们能够感谢，能够体会到你所为我们做出的巨大的牺牲。
And to live lives that are thankful and grateful for what you have done.
然后让我们能够过一个因为你为我们所成就的，让我们能够过一个有一个感恩的生活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen. Can I ask a question quickly?
Yes.
You mentioned like God, you know, Jesus, you know, he took the fully human when he got a conception. That means, and he have the brokenness, all the limitation. So it's not, and you also, it's, that means he will have this limitation forever. Like a kind of, like you said, he's not like the king put on the common people's clothes. And when he go back to the palace, he took on the royal, clothes. I think a lot of people have that kind of idea.
Okay.
Just to think he took off like humanity when he go back to heaven. But you said he, that means he will have the hands forever, like, before he was a spirit, right? Spirit.
He will have hands forever. Now, here is what you must remember though. When we are in heaven, we will not have all of the limitations that we have here.
Okay, I better translation otherwise.
Yeah.
就是我刚才说问的就是说那主耶稣他说一旦成为人从受经时候开始那他就完全的是人性所以他一直有我们的这个局限但是麦牧师说他是完全的有人性但是在天堂上因为主耶稣是复活的身体所以他不会有我们现在所有的这些
so,
这个限制Yes,
Later in the creed, we're going to talk about our resurrection. Our resurrection.
使徒信经后边会讲到我们的复活，我们身体的复活。
We will have a body in heaven.
我们在天堂上，我们是有一个身体的。
No matter what they show you on the funerals, we will not be angels.
不管他们在这个怎么样说葬礼上说，我们不会变成天使。
We will be human.
我们会一直是人。
We will have bodies.
我们会有身体。
But some of the limitations that we have because of the effects of sin, those limitations will be gone.
但是呢，因为罪所导致的一些限制，就是这些局限，到那个完全复活的身体就没有了。
For instance,
比如说
If I have seen you every Sunday for 5 years,
如果我每个星期天都见到你五年之久
and every Sunday for 5 years you have told me your name,
然后五年之久你每次都告诉我你的名字
I am sorry, but I probably will forget.
然后我可能还是会忘
I cannot remember names.
我很难就记不住人名。
In heaven, I will still have a human mind.
在天堂上，我还有一个人的这个头脑。
But I think I will be able to remember names.
但是我想那时候我就会记住人名了。
Now, I think that the first time I meet someone, they will have to tell me their name because I don't think we will have perfect knowledge of everything.
但是我觉得我的想法是到了天堂，你第一次碰到一个人的时候，那个人还是要介绍你他的名字，因为我们不是有这种完美的知识。
This I don't know, but this is what I think.
这个我不确定，这是我自己的想法。
That the first time I meet Paul, he will have to introduce himself.
我第一次见到保罗的时候，他还是得告诉我他是谁。
I will say, hi, my name is Randall, who are you?
然后我会说我的名字是谁谁谁，请问你是谁。
And he will say, oh, my name is Paul.
他说我的名字是保罗。
Are you the Paul that wrote Romans?
你就是那个写那个罗马书的保罗吗？
Yeah, that's me. Did you like that book?
就是我，你喜欢那本书吗？
Oh, I loved it.
我真的很爱那本书。
Paul, tell me something. I have a question for you.
保罗，我有问题，我想问你。
I will still be learning.
我仍然在学习。
But because sin will no longer be limiting my mind, now I will remember what I learn. I won't forget it.
因为罪呢，现在不太能够限制我的头脑，所以我就不会再忘记名字，我还在学。
Now, Jesus is still fully human.
主耶稣在天堂上还是完全的人。
But in heaven, he is free from the limitations that limited him on earth, the same as we will be.
然后呢，他在天堂上，他这个人性呢，他就不是会有这个限制。
So no, Jesus today would not catch COVID in heaven.
所以主耶稣在天堂上不会得病，就是什么被细菌、被病毒感染。
Neither will we.
我们也不会。
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I just like to say is even in heaven we have like a perfect body, like a resurrected body. Will
yes.
that resurrected body still have some limitation like God as the spirit don't have? So it's like a kind of, for me, you mentioned about the king put on the clothes. It's kind of like the king put on the common people's clothes forever, not just for a while.
Yes,
I don't know.
But in heaven, the common people no longer have some of the limitations they had before.
It's, yeah, I know. But 我就说在天堂上呢 ,let me just translate this first. 是不是说那个人就是这个主耶稣那个复活的身体跟神的这个灵是不是还是有一些相比之下还是有一些限制，然后就像说这个国王他是穿上了一个普通人的一个衣服，就是永远穿上普通人的衣服。他说天堂上的人是没有这个限制的。Yes, but you said Jesus is fully God, fully man forever. So I think there are still some difference between us and Jesus for sure, right? 我说因为耶稣是完全的神，完全人。Yeah,
yes,
我们跟他还是有不同，因为他也是完全的神。Is that like even the perfect body?Still have some limitation God doesn't have, like, you know, like, not
yes.
result. 我的意思就是说，那就算说人有一个，就是说一个复活后一个完美的身体，他是不是还是有些局限是神所没有的？他说是的。
The Bible does not tell us very much about what our heavenly body will be.
圣经上没有讲说我们这天堂上我们复活的身体会是怎么样的。
But it gives us.Some hints.
给我们一些暗示。
And one of the hints is this.
有一个暗示就是
Before the fall,
我们在我们是这个在我们犯罪之堕落之前
Adam and Eve were fully human.
亚当夏娃是完全的人。
There were limitations that are part of being human.
作为人呢，就有一部分的这种局限性。
A human is not omnipresent.
一个人呢是不可能就是无所不在。
And in heaven, a human will not be omnipresent.
就算是在天堂一个人，他也不可能无处不在。
We will not be God.
我们不会成为神。
But,
但是
many of the limitations that came because of sin, they did not have.
但是呢，就是因为罪所带来的这种局限性呢，他们是没有的。We cannot probably not imagine that.
And in heaven, you and I will not have those limitations.
在天堂上，我们也不会有那种因为罪所带来的这种限制局限。
And in heaven, Jesus's human body does not have those limitations.
但在天上，主耶稣有这个人的身体，他也没有这些限制。
So, for instance,
比如说
my father died 8 years ago.
我的父亲是八年前去世了。
My father was born with a hearing defect.
我爸爸出生的时候耳朵就有这个就有问题就有些缺陷出生的时候。
One ear he could not hear his whole life.
他有一个耳朵一生都是听不见声音的。
His other ear he could hear some.
另外一个耳朵可以听到一些。
In heaven.
在天堂上。
My father can hear perfectly well.
我的父亲就可以两个耳朵听得很完全一点问题都没有两个耳朵。
For the first time ever, when people talk to him, he knows what they are saying.
那个第一次跟人谈话他就会能听到对方讲的是什么。
But he is still not omnipresent.
但是他仍然不会说无处不在。
You understand he has now humanity the way it was made to be.But he is not God.
他就是会有这个人没有受罪的侵害的这个完全的这个样子，但是他不是神。
So I don't know if that is an answer to
yeah, I think, 就是 so like Jesus, but even Jesus have our body in heaven, right? He is fully
right.
man, but he is fully God. So he's even in heaven, we have a big difference. He just have
absolutely,
but
we
can
will worship him.
Yeah, 我说在天堂上就算主耶稣有完全的身体完全的神他虽然有我们完全的人性他有人的身体但是他仍然是完全的人所以他跟我们还是不同的麦姆说完是那样因为我们要敬拜 So he can be, even with a human body, he still can be omnipresent. Can we say that?
Yes, yes.
就是说他有
spirit,
因为他是神我们作为人的身体我们有犯罪的就是一个复活的身体我们是不可能无处不在但是主耶稣因为他是完全的神完全的人所以他可以无处不在 There is a very interesting comment Can I see that? This
Okay.
So we will be I think half human half God Like you know like this is like what they say about Jesus Like a
we,
compartment No we won't
we,
be half God
No We will not be.
他有人说我们是半人半仙，再说不可能，我们是完全的人。
We will be.
我们会成为。
What man was always supposed to be.
就成为神当时造我们，当时没有罪的时候的那个样子。
We were never supposed to be God.
我们永远说不会说成为神。
In fact, that's what got us in trouble in the first place.
那就是为什么我们想要成为神，让我们刚开始堕落，就让我们有麻烦的。
We wanted to be God.
我们想成为神。
We can't be.
我们也不能成为，我们不能成为神。
Instead, we will be exactly what we were created to be.
我们会成为神创造我们，当时神创造我们要成为的那个样子。
It will be far more wonderful than what we are now.
会比我们现在我们想象不出来的好。
But we will still worship God far, 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 far beyond who we are.
然后呢，我们仍然会敬拜神，神还是远远的、远远的超过我们。So we will not. We should be one sentence. We should be.Like to be happy, to be content with what we want to be, never to think to be want to be、
exactly.
God. That will get us into trouble.
We will be very, very content with who we are.
I think in heaven, I heard someone said we won't have the desire to be what God. So that's won't have the possibility to think. Can we see
that?
Yeah, 就是说我们会非常满足于神创造我们的样子。就是我听到前一段有个讲到的说，我们也不会再有这种意愿说想要成为神，因为当时亚当夏娃他们之所以犯罪，就是他们因为想要成为神。
All right. Thank you very much. I will see you next week.
Okay. Thank you for all the, sorry, I asked so much questions.
No problem.
Thank you.
No problem.
所以谢谢大家。Bye.